What is Peace Brain? Peace Brain is the synergistic connection between our mental and emotional bodies, blending the electrical power of the mind with the magnetic force of the heart. Listen and explore how to create unity worldwide as we blend science and metaphysics and open our hearts and minds to the possibilities of peace on Earth and create the life we are each destined for. Featured guests range from angel communicators to zoologists and everything in between. Now here is your host, Dr. Gail Lash.
Hello and welcome to the Peace Brain Show. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and I'm so happy to have you here. This is our radio show, the first radio show of 2019. So I'm very excited. A new year, a new beginning for everyone, a new opportunities. Of course, we get that each morning that we wake up. We get these new opportunities as well. But know that this is, you know, when a new calendar year crosses our charts and crosses our office calendar, if you still have those paper ones hanging on the walls like I do, as well as the electronic ones on our phones, it just brings a whole new energy to the world, to our daily lives, and to our relationships, and the possibilities open up. So it opens new doors. And so with that, as you know, we're going to have an amazing guest, Pam Rennie. We've had her on the show before, and we're going to be talking about these new beginnings and creating yourself to your magnificent self of who you can be in this coming year and always within your own space. And then, of course, at the end of the show, we have this great Peace Brain meditation, so please stay tuned to that. And as always, I open the show with a quote. So this one I'd like to do, it's an invocation. It's called The Great Invocation, and it's from Alice Bailey and Dwal Kool, and it goes like this. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we all call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. So feel the light coming into you. Feel that this new year, this new 2019, is here to bring that plan to earth and into your life. This is what we'll be talking about a little bit today, and with the just to explore. How can we bring this light and love and into our own bodies, into our own souls, into our own work day, into our own daily routines and relationships, and become who you really are meant to be? And I know we probably won't talk much about necessarily, you know, where every beginning of the new year people make New Year's resolutions and think, okay, it's time for me to do X, Y, or Z. Well, that may be part of it, but really we're talking about this long journey, this sacred journey that you have within yourself. Why are you here? What is your purpose? Of course, that's a huge question. You don't have to know that answer completely right now, but start to think about that as I bring on my guest, Pam, and we'll have a discussion of those questions and whatever else pops up. We're very much in the present time moment, and I encourage you to do that as well. Just be here in the present moment, listening and thinking, and perhaps we'll answer your telepathic questions that you throw out there to us right now. So with that, I want to bring on my friend Pam Rennie. She is an everyday alchemist. She is a sacred journey mentor. She's an amazing lady who has been channeling the archangels and the new friends and wonderful guides for many, many years now. She works locally here in Atlanta, Georgia, in the United States, but she also works internationally with people from all over the planet. And she is this wonderful Liahona, this wonderful compass, and can help you find your way. So I encourage you to go to her website, pamrennie.com. That's PAMRENNIE.com, and find out more about Pam. So with that, Pam, welcome to the Peace Brain Show.
Hi, Gail. Thanks for having me, and Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. Oh, my goodness. It's interesting, and I have to mention here that, you know, this is the Gregorian calendar New Year, which, of course, the whole world celebrates, which is a wonderful time to bring unity to the planet and that unity of consciousness, because we're all on the same page, if you will, of let's turn the page and it's January 1st, you know, the next year, and so we start a new calendar year. But, of course, many religious traditions have a new year starting at different times of our calendar year. So I'm a Baha'i, and the Baha'i New Year actually starts in March at the solstice on the 20th or 21st, whenever it is that year. I know that other faiths also start at different times of the year. So just to keep that in mind, that when we say Happy New Year, we can actually do that in multiple times during out the calendar year that we use, because New Year's start at different energies, different, you know, the springtime or the fall or the winter. I know that the different sacred traditions have a different way sometimes of looking at it from our materialistic, all right, I'm going to flip the page on my calendar. So take a breath. And this is something that I do want to cover, that when little challenges come up, and for some reason, for me, challenges have come up this week, the first couple weeks here of the new year, that it's I've had some computer glitches and had trouble downloading photos from my phone to my computer and various things happening. And yet they're all part of this sequence of cleaning house, if you will, cleaning up our lives. I've been feeling that that's something that I know I personally have been doing, and Pam and I were talking about that earlier, of getting things lined up for new beginnings, for this great new work that we're putting forth this year. I believe that 2019 is going to become this amazing year with lots of challenges for people, actually, but those are good. Those are good. So I like to look at challenges as something that is really an opportunity to find within yourself that peace. And, of course, we're talking about peace brain, letting your brain and your heart connect into that beautiful emotional space that can be that silence, that stillness, and really have a way of finding where your strengths are. Okay, let's take a breath and deal with whatever that distraction is or whatever that particular obstacle might be, and know that once you clear that obstacle, once you get to the other side of it, the other side of the hill, if you will, that you have to climb, that there can be smooth sailing. And yes, there might be another hill down the road that happens, but it's just that it becomes that wonderful space that that you learn who you are.
I woke up on New Year's Day with such a pronounced sense of it's a new day, even beyond, you know, it's New Year's Day and all that. It was a very distinct, different feeling in the day. And before I even was all the way awake, I had this really fun kind of visual. I get messages that way to help me get it, if you will. And I saw as if I, and really all of us, had trudged through this incredibly dense jungle that moved into forest. And it symbolized not just 2018, but really probably multiple years. And it just displayed the challenges. And that part of it was pretty short and to the point, and it was literally like being on the set of a play where you'd stepped out of that dense, thick, heavy, tumultuous time in the jungle, and there you were in the brand new scenery, and it was this beautiful meadow, this field, seemingly empty except for the tall grass, the beautiful sunlight, but a stark difference from, excuse me, that forest jungle. And looking down, you could see some bruises, some scars. And
no
the
worries.
Point was, the point was, you could choose to focus on all that and look back, and that the sense was, wow, you made it. Victory. And look what's here. And the more I centered in the quiet and the gratitude, the more things presented in the field, the more beauty there was to see, the more there was to notice. And I brought that into the gathering. I did a webinar on New Year's Day, which was all about this new year. And it was really fun to liken that to our journey and to that field of possibilities was just that. It was being in the frequency vibration to notice what's possible, what's presenting.
Wow. Well, what you visualized, what a beautiful vision. And what you just described is what, of course, we just went through on the show. So we were right in sync with this, of going through that forest, that thick forest of challenges, and coming out to the field of beauty and possibilities. So what a beautiful way to look at a new year. Thank you.
And it really, it does feel, this year has felt different from, you know, aside from that people talking about predictions and planetary alignments. I tapped into a little bit of that because of the call. And, oh, my gosh, we hit the ground running this year between a new Mars alignment coming back conjunct in Aries, which guess what that's about? This is exciting to me. Mars is a planet of action. And while it takes its orbit, and the astrologers will know better than me, I just know that it keeps you, it helps you be comfortable in staying in that comfort zone. And while it's in the alignment it's in now, it is really about you jump in, follow your heart's passion. This is an alignment to assist you to get it done, to do it. And that's what I'm feeling this year is really about. And in a very expanded, big, not a fluff way, not a, we've heard all this before. This isn't new. And yet, something is very new about it.
I agree. It seems like this year really is the year of action. And I think not only for, I was going to say, not only for the light workers of the planet or those who are tuning into these metaphysical energies, but truly everyone on the planet. Everyone is in sync. Oh, that's the wrong way to put it. But everyone is on sync on a spiritual level to bring about this, and I'll call it this new world of peace, because, you know, I'm all about peace and the show's all about peace. It really is about how do we get to that harmony, that place of balance. And lots of things need to fall and lots of things need to be built up. And I think it's a year of action for both of those things to happen. So that's why the balance, the neutrality, the being okay with obstacles and challenges and knowing that those too will pass away if one just takes a breath and handles the moment, being in that present moment and really dealing with whatever a challenge might be to move forward through that next forest to come out to that next beautiful meadow and beauty of your own creation, a platform for you to create whatever you're here for, you know, what your message is to send to the world.
Yeah, and let's get real. Things come up. My teenage son is learning some valuable lessons in life right now because, you know, the reality of, as you know, things happen, things change. And when you're a family, you know, sometimes things just stop. We've got a family member who happens to be a fur family member, our dachshund Jack, who is doing great now but he's been on crate rest for a back issue. And that's required a lot of care, and it's made changes in our schedule and things. And so Gavin gets to participate and see. And I looked at him the other day and said, you know what, this is just what happens in life. Plans change. People, things that weren't on the calendar pop up. And the ultimate lesson, as we know in all of it, is do you want to go through it in a bad mood and being resentful and irritable? Or you can. You got that choice. What's another option that's going to be more in alignment? I got to talk to him about, you know, dogs are very perceptive of your energy. He's going to read your energy if you're irritated with him. He's not going to understand it, but he's going to feel that vibration. So how many lessons do we get in all these life's moments around the stuff that comes up that's going to keep coming up, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And I have to add to what you just said is, you know, you just said you have a choice basically to see what your attitude is during these moments of challenges and changes. There's a great speech that I want to direct everyone listening to, by David Foster Wallace, and it's a commencement address that was given, I don't know, several years ago. And you can find it on, you know, Google it. It was 2005 commencement speech at Kenyon College. Anyway, it's called This Is Water. And really what it's about, and Pam, you've seen this, a little movie was made of it, but really just I encourage everyone to go read the address, This Is Water, by David Foster Wallace. And basically he says that, you know, you're graduating seniors from this college and you really don't know yet what day in and day out is all about. You will get up in the morning to your alarm clock, you'll take a shower, eat your breakfast, go to work, drive in the traffic, get to work, go to your white collar or blue collar, whatever, you know, your college degree job, and you will have that job, then you'll clock out, you'll come home in traffic, you'll realize you have no food in the refrigerator, you'll go to the grocery store. You can either be pissed off or angry, or you can be like, okay, this is just part of life. I can choose my attitude, because then you come home, you eat your dinner, you go to sleep, and you do it all over again the next day. And, you know, it's really we're in charge of how we handle all of that, how we look at life, and what we, of course, choose to do with our time. But many people do go through the kind of job where you're doing the same thing or you have a routine. And routines actually are quite good for the soul and the body. They bring about discipline and obedience and understanding. And I know that can sound kind of harsh maybe, like who wants to be obedient? But I was talking to a friend today and said that, you know, when we have... it's like obedience to our spirit. What am I here to do? And if part of it is to be in this job, to be able to provide for me and my family and give me the opportunity to actually then create whatever I'm here to do through my job, hopefully. Hopefully your job is also a soul-fulfilling job that you're being of service on the planet. But even if it is just providing a means to then do on the weekends or whatever your soul-fulfilling purpose might be, that's okay. That's a beautiful way to choose to say, I'll be of service in this way, you know, once a week or even once a month or whatever. That's why you're here. And, of course, you're making a difference in your work. Work is worship, if you will. Work is a way of being in that sacred space if you choose to make it that.
So what's interesting is I'm feeling this run out around doing and being. Because we hear a lot lately about being and what does it mean to be and be in the moment. And, you know, we've very much been an action-based people. It's all been about, I mean, look at New Year's resolutions, if people still do that, or the goal setting very much. And there's not a judgment. I'm looking at different reference points here. So I see doing can be very much linear, very much a rational mind. And being is a different wavelength. It's a different vibration. It's really being more in the rational mind or the sacred heart space. Look at the contrast in a sense. And I feel that this is an opportunity, like in that field of the possibilities, there was no doing. If you were to run through the field in the logical mindset, you were missing things. But when you aligned in that, let me be centered, grounded, really present, what's here, that was more of a being. And I really feel that in the being, in that sacred heart space, that's where you're connected in the higher mind, where those amazing insights flow in. And those insights then present an action step or doing that is completely different, merged from that being-doing space rather than just the logical doing. Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you for that distinction and that explanation. And I have a question. So with that explanation, do you think that you can be and do in at the same time, at the same space?
I do. I think it would take a little bit of, well, like creating new habits. It's very, very much about, this would require a little bit of focus and attention. Let me play with this. Let me play with getting used to not just that logical, let me go do that, but getting quiet and listening and then attuning. So do you see you're really merging the two opportunities? Not
yes.
Two distinct separate things, and yet it would take some practice, some playing
practice.
At it.
Yes.
You know, like meditation. You know, we don't just jump in and get quiet, and master it. It takes a little bit of attention and playing. So I really think that's ultimately where we're going in this. This is a year numerology of, it's a 3-year, it's a year of self-fulfillment. And I think that being is the key to the self-fulfillment, and it requires actually both being and doing, but doing from that alignment of not in the logical thinking of the rational mind, but being more aligned with the spirit self, more aligned with the soul.
Yes, I agree.
How many people do you notice? Yeah. Thank you. It just flowed in. I think of when I work with people, and this has applied to me, how many times have you thought, I don't know what I want to do? And where do those answers really, the best answers flow from that soul-spirit connection? That's where we learn to go inside. What makes your heart sing? What, you know, I was saying that to my son. We had this great conversation the day, and he's about to turn 16, and he's just kind of going, I don't know what I want to do with my life. And it's like you want to laugh and go, oh, please, dude, you got a lot of life left. And it was just, you know what, that's exciting because you get to not have it all figured out in this moment, but to learn to go into your heart and go, what makes your heart sing? And we've really, that's what this journey has been all about, I think, because it's a remembering who we are.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, you bring up a great point of just being on the road, on the journey, and taking it one step at a time to see what opportunities come to you to then, and to be in that heart space and find those inspirations that then guide your steps into whatever direction it needs to be. So this brings up a quandary I've been having for a long time. And this has been a challenge to figure out how to navigate this water. So I'm going to bring this forth and see what you have to say. So in that being in the moment, being in that inspirational place where then that drives the action of doing, how does one fit that into what I was just talking about, a routine or a forced routine, you know, by a job or an outside source, or it may be an integral routine you put into your place for yourself to say, I'm going to get up in the morning and for 3 hours I'm going to, you know, concentrate on this project and then eat lunch and then have another project in the afternoon, whatever it is, that kind of routine. How does one balance or bring together those opportunities of the moment and a routine?
I think that is a phenomenal and excellent question. And there's a couple things that pop in for me. One of them is, and the biggest one is deciding. you've got to decide for yourself, not because someone else had a success at doing so. I mean, I'm always saying, and I haven't said it yet, but I will now, you don't have to take my word for it. I point to some opportunities. That's why I love being called the Liahona. It's a compass. And decide for yourself, you know, I think I want to give that a try and see what unfolds. So I think deciding is key. And I think also another exponentially important key is allowing yourself to receive and do something different. So those two things come into then, how would I make this work without making it feel like one more thing that goes on the to-do list, because nobody wants that. So it's also about, okay, have a structure in life, but we also know day to day, everything changes and is different. So it could be as simple as deciding, okay, I'm going to get up in the morning, decide this the night before, and before I even get out of bed, I'm going to take a deep breath and choose. Maybe you're going to have a specific word for that day. Maybe you've got a super, super busy day and you're concerned how to fit everything in, so you want to be in the energy of being accomplished, but you want to do that with ease. And you want to take a couple minutes right then, and in that deciding moment, it doesn't have to be an hour, it can be 2 minutes, that you just sit there in the quiet and be in those vibrations of accomplished and see it. See your day. It doesn't have to take an hour. Like I said, just take a couple minutes and see the day in that space, and you're like drawing it to you. You're using the law of attraction and that magnetic energy. And then throughout the day, I tell people, set the timer on your cell phone and notice yourself. You see, the more you become aligned with noticing the different opportunities, noticing how you feel in your body, and noticing, wow, you know, if I'm irritated, that doesn't feel very good, and it alters my next steps. Or if I stop, oh, there goes that reminder on my phone just beeped. So, yeah, you know, you're noticing you're irritated, you're feeling rushed, and this gives you the opportunity to redirect that. You can choose to stay just like that, or that little alarm that goes off says, oh, good, I'm so glad I set that reminder. I'm going to take 1 minute right here and focus back on my intentions. So this is a long answer, but I see it as deciding, allowing, and choosing. And then putting some action steps in. And it doesn't have to be a concrete, I have to do this at noon. But as a way of creating the habit, if you can set the little reminders and just do little check-ins, and it becomes so much more comfortable navigating from those places of, I want to be accomplished, or may I just want to have a relaxing day, and choosing, that it becomes a lot easier to choose that over just allowing the day to happen without any choice.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. And I want to point out, I love what you said about setting the alarm. And this is kind of back to the doing, but it's also bringing awareness back into the present moment, is that there's something called Change Your Energy. And it's an app that you can basically do a one-minute exercise, you know, sitting at your desk or wherever, on the hour or the half hour, whichever you choose, but basically once an hour, 10 times a day. And, you know, again, it just brings like, oh, wait, let me stop what I'm doing. Let me concentrate back on my focus, my physical body, or it can even be meditation. They have different things you can do just sitting there, or standing up if you choose, but it's again that the break in the whatever we maybe are forging head with and get so involved in that we, as you said, sort of lose ourselves or lose our focus or let the day happen around us. It's that stopping and pausing and getting back into that still point to where we can refocus with ourselves. And that, of course, is what prayer is all about, too. Again, in many faith traditions, one prays at certain times of the day or stops, in other words, and recenters oneself. And so it's an opportunity to do just that, to come back to yourself and your purpose and your choice.
What a great app. That's brilliant. And, you know, a lot of people work at a very, I'll call it a linear job. You're really in the mental body, and that's okay. You can learn to, oh, gosh, I find it fascinating to realize I can be physically relaxed and very mentally alert and watch the body relax and let go of tension when you just invite it to relax, but still not be in that meditative place where you're zoning out, mentally alert.
Yes, yes, I agree. It makes total sense. Huh, so take a breath and do that. Relax the body wherever you each are and do that. Excellent. Okay, so we've talked about how to come be in the present moment, come back to our purpose, come back to that being in the middle of doing, and then to find that inspired inspiration to move forward with our actions and to choose what that attitude and those actions may be and weave them into the routines, being open to the possibilities of creating your day the way you want it to go through the doors that are opening for one. And this energy of the new year, of being that this is an action year, as you said, with Mars, and it feels like things will start happening, that, again, people really, it would be good to stop and pause and to not just go along with the crowd in whatever attitudes the crowd has, but to really choose how one wants to feel you know, all these tragedies that have been striking, the fires, the shootings, the world that's sort of in upheaval. It's how do we choose to be in that space, knowing that things need to change. These are just symptoms, if you will, of a world that needs, I'll say, healing, or needs to be reminded of its grace and beauty and, you know, working together.
And I get asked that question a lot about the tragedies. There were a lot of questions coming from people in the fall around different things going on, and it was a great opportunity to really look at that and ask, and some of the messages coming through were, this is a very pronounced time to be in the world and not of the world, because most of the time what's going on out in the world, you may become very aware of it because we have social media and presents lots of things rapidly, and most of it doesn't have anything to do with you. And so choosing to be aware and not of the world, in a way, it's almost, to be in the energy of what's going on out there is really stressful. You're going to feel physically, mentally, emotionally a lot of what's there. It's like being on the, okay, it's like getting in your car, there's the radio playing. You might be playing whatever station you're playing, okay? How many stations are there? How many songs are already playing right now in this very moment? And you've got a certain station on, so you're hearing a certain song, and simultaneously, all those other songs are playing. And you can feel how you feel based on what's vibrating from that song. And you've got the option to also change the station and hear something else. And that's a lot what I see this as like. You don't have to feel, yes, you can have some compassion, but to feel the tragedy is going to have an impact on your body. And you can feel the compassion and also choose to hold a neutrality or an ease, and that will also vibrate out and positively impact you, but also send more of that frequency out to the world.
Yes, definitely. The more that we can stay in our space, if you will, in our own choosing of love and peace and beauty and gratitude, we can send those vibrations out to those who have been affected by the tragedies, and that does make a huge difference. And I just want to give a shout out, obviously, to BBS Radio owners, Doug and Donald Newsom, who were affected terribly, of course, by the fire in Paradise, California, because their home was lost and the radio station was burned up. And so that's why we've been on pause for a couple of months. And this is coming back on BBS Radio, and we're so grateful. And I know that this is, you know, again, a shout out. This is, they are such amazing people, Doug and Don, that everyone who's a host on this show, you know, on this station, really sent in such love and gratitude, and they received just numerous well wishes and funds to rebuild the station and to get it going again, because these are amazing gentlemen who have really given their life to give a voice to people like myself and you, Pam, and everyone else who's on these beautiful shows. So please, obviously, patronize BBS Radio and all of the stations that all of the hosts and the shows that are on this wonderful radio station, because they really are doing it right. They have a big heart and are putting it out to the world and giving platforms to many and to bring about this new world of peace. So I'm very grateful that they've come back and decided to continue with BBS Radio.
Me too. And I was in awe reading of their journey. And I mean, this is, talk about heart and soul. Talk about fortitude and the victory of overcoming. So much gratitude and congratulations to them for navigating how they did through this and being back on the air again.
Yes, absolutely. So we're in great gratitude. And those are obviously the terrible, huge tragedies that people need to overcome. And then there are minor ones like technical difficulties and just minor things that happen in everyday life. And so we just need to take a breath and be and know, choose how to navigate. You're right.
And, you know, it's so easy to have a conversation and talk about it when you look, you know, I saw on Facebook a woman in Tennessee. She's a 911 dispatcher, and a call came in, and as she forwarded the call to the fire department, she realized, I think this is my house they're talking about. I think this is a neighbor behind me, and it was. And she lost everything, including her three dogs that were in the home. And so sometimes when we're talking about, hey, here's a great idea, it almost feels pretty small in the scheme of what some people go through and their experiences. And yet so many, the things that they experience, they're rebuilding already the community, the outpouring of love and donations to help her rebuild her life are amazing.
Well, and so that brings us around to, in this next year coming, you know, this year that we're in, 2019, and of course beyond, if you're listening to this in 2020 or whenever, it is really about how do we not only, if you will, overcome or choose to walk through these obstacles, but it tends to be that tragedy brings human beings together and opens our hearts and gives us that, you know, we get beyond the mental body, the thinking, the rote exercise of going to work or to being in the, well, that's not my problem, I'm not going to listen to it or help whomever, I've got my own stuff going on, which of course is okay. We need to handle our own stuff. But at the same time, we need to realize that it's about not only loving each other, but loving ourselves and being in that heart space more and more. And being, as you said, in that being, that inspiration, that pause of okay, I can choose to be gratitude and love and kindness to my coworkers right now, today, while I'm writing this project or doing this action with them. And it is, how do we start to create that human community that opens hearts and doors for each other, that then
I have an example.
The tragedies don't need to happen, if you will, or even when they do, it's an instant response, but that we can actually start to address not just the symptoms, the tragedies, but the foundations of why are these tragedies happening.
Well, and sometimes we don't ever know the answer to those things, you know, and sometimes there, and sometimes is any answer good enough? And it just becomes about, well, the how humanity responds. And a story is just jumping in to share so much that, and it's so simple, but not. Beautiful post from a woman saying, thank you to the man in 2D. This young mother with a baby, maybe 5-6 months old, that was on oxygen, and she's flying from where she lived to a children's hospital. And this gentleman who had a seat in a, we used to call it first class, business class, 2D, gave his seat up, and she was sitting in her seat. And the steward, flight attendant came and said, this gentleman wants to trade seats with you. What a big deal that was to her. And, you know, she was in tears and realized she hadn't been able to really thank him like she would like to. And she said she felt, first of all, noticed, that it mattered. And I thought, you know, if that man was really, I'm hearing the word knotted up, tied up in whatever business dealings he was about, if he was so focused on whatever was going on in his world and was isolated in that and hadn't noticed her, he could have missed that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the field of possibilities, and that's where that nudge came to him to give up his comfortable roomy seat to a young mother and make such a difference in her experience. And not only that, to lift her feeling there is good in the world.
Excellent story. Yeah, absolutely. We need to, it is good to be aware of what's going on around us in the moment, that we can be of service in whatever way we can, whether it be a smile or giving up a seat or, you know, opening a door or doing something bigger, even. Yeah. Excellent job.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Good stuff. So we've got another, we've got some time. I started to say we have another 5 minutes before I want to start going thinking about the Peace Brain meditation. But so what else is on your mind, Pam, on this journey that we're talking about, we're navigating this year?
Navigated. No, I just say we're navigating a lot. I think the key things that have come forward is it's a combination of community and unity is really something we're longing for. And it's being in that space of having taken advantage of this 3 year of numerology, that it is a personal year of fulfillment. And that's not about being selfish. It's literally about what makes your heart sing. It's about taking that thing, whatever it is, that you thought you've wanted to do, but you've never found the time. Well, the time's not going to just pop up. Now is the time. Make the time to do the things for you that you'd like to do. Be excited about your life and notice the opportunities where you get that tap on the shoulder to, you know what, I can give my seat up. And I bet that mom would love to be in a roomier seat with her little baby who's on oxygen. You know, it's those opportunities that will pop up that will make a difference for you in your life when you're out and out there in the world, and choosing to do things in a way that's more beneficial for you, being in those moments of quiet, being in the being space and listening. What is your soul telling you? What is your body calling for? It might not want to be pushed so hard. It might want a little bit of a rest.
Yes. And that's a great point. I want to just jump in that rest is really important. And I don't personally always choose that because I'm so inspired and get involved in what I'm being and doing. But it is, sometimes we need that rest. We need that, not, sometimes it means stopping doing altogether, literally. And I don't mean just sleeping. I mean just taking a breath and literally not working for a while, or pausing and just reading a book or that type of thing. But it really, other times it can be, give yourself not only the weekend, but if you can give yourself evenings or even time during the day to just, and it wouldn't be necessarily meditation, although it could be, but to take that time and relax the body, like we were talking about, and pausing and getting that inspiration from, okay, what am I not only being right now or what am I choosing to do right now, but plan out maybe, or maybe not. Just say, okay, I want to bring myself to that beautiful meadow and field and that you shared with us at the beginning. And by the way, just let me give a shout out to you again for those who are tuning in right now. I'm talking with Pam Rennie, who is an everyday alchemist and sacred journey mentor, and Leah Hona, a compass for you on your journey through life. And Pam's website is pamrennie.com. So anyway, Pam, we're talking about how to navigate this new world and this new year and just this day. So I love that you brought forth all these beautiful suggestions. Thank you.
Well, I just got another tap on the shoulder. I mentioned that I held a webinar on New Year's Day, and that's still available. I love how I see the bodies of work like a webinar or a class. They're timeless. And that's something anyone can still go to my website and sign up, and the replay will pop into your inbox. And there was a lot of information that came forward. There were some specific bodies of energy work, and it really was about how do you want your year to be. And the people that participate, I'm getting a lot of amazing feedback, and they're re-listening because there was a lot, there was channeled messages and a lot shared around opportunities to have a successful 2019. So that is available for anyone that would like to participate.
Excellent. Thank you. Yes, I know that is just an amazing transmission, so thank you. And speaking of that, so we have another 6-7 minutes for the Peace Brain meditation that I would normally just sign you off and do, but I'm getting a nudge that perhaps you want to do the meditation or even provide a short channeled message from someone on the other side, some archangelic or the new friends who might want to come forth. Well, how does that feel to you?
Yeah, we could do any or all of that. What would you like?
Okay.
Why don't you tap into what feels great for the audience?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting, is that, so everyone just kind of take a breath and pause for the moment and be in that present moment. And we'll go into a Peace Brain meditation that Pam will be sharing some insights with you from the other realms of spirit, from the spiritual realms. And so take a breath and be grounded. I know I say this at most of the shows, and that means just connect your body. I like to envision an energetic connection from the base of my spine to the center of Mother Earth, her iron crystal core, like a beam of light or a tree trunk coming out of the base of your spine, going down into Mother Earth, to just ground you and be present in this moment. And allow yourself to be here now and not necessarily think about the past or the future, and just allow all those old and future energies to go down the grounding cord to bring you into the present moment. You are here for a reason. You are here to be of purpose. And you may or may not know what that is, or you may know what it is for today. And it may evolve and change and swirl into new purposes as you walk your life, which is perfect, which is beautiful, which is extraordinary. So I'll go ahead and turn it over to Pam to bring forth whatever message she's feeling that needs to come forth for everyone.
Thank you, Gail. So everyone take a deep breath and just allow these next few minutes to be just for you. I'm tuning in. There's so many wonderful opportunities, but I wanted to bring forward these great beings I call teachers of light, called the new friends. And they feel very excited to speak to you. So let us be in the receiving mode to hear what they offer at this time. So take a deep breath. We will extend to you grand greetings. We are the beings that have been titled the new friends, and we are most pleased to speak to you through this vehicle known as the Liahona. For as we present and merge with her essence energy, the opportunity presents that we will speak to you the words of your language that you will hear in this transmission. Words of your language, of understanding. And we come truly at the request of your soul. It is your soul that nudges the beings to speak, and because the permission has been granted and given, here we are. We hear the cries of many, wondering, a multitude of big questions. They speak to the calamities. They speak to where is the goodness, and we've come to share this. There is much goodness, as you would like to call it, that takes place and is taking place among the great beings that walk your earth, among what is called the evolutionary shift of your planet, that is deemed successful, and that is part of our purpose. For we are the ones who assist in bringing in the codes of light, the color codes that come through the great central sun that are assisting in all that's taking place in this shift. These color codes are very purpose-filled. And we wish you to know this. Like was pointed out around your radio stations, you beings in the body have great purpose. And the radio station is a symbol of the opportunities. As you simply bring your awareness to different frequencies of energy, and they all swirl around you, for everything is vibration. But the more you become aware and conscious of the choice you have, of the freedom you have to choose, the more you will tap into being the creator that you are. We present you with a knowing that choice is a powerful application. We would love for you to choose the choice of being happy. Since our connectedness with this Liahona, it is something that we always point to. Your souls have come to navigate in this vehicle of a body for a grand purpose, and you are here at this most unique pivotal time to fulfill your purpose. And yet you forget that even through the lessons, even through all that's taken place to experience, and it is that experiences, that being happy is not just your soul's birthright. It is the very makeup of your soul. Therefore, learning to navigate through all that there is while being happy will bring forward a remarkable set of experiences. And yes, there are still upheavals. There are still those that are just waking up and they are angry. How do you choose to put your energy and attention? If you merge with them in the anger, you will have one set of experiences. And if you choose to observe them from the place of, yes, they are angry and I am observing that, and still can choose to be in my own experience of happiness, your outcome will be remarkably different. Do you see?
Yes. Thank you.
Now, you brought up questions around how to. And again, vast opportunities. Most important, not only do we stress and would enjoy you to be happy for we experience that as you do when you are in the body, but to remember to allow yourself to receive, to believe in yourself. And there's much more to speak to on that, but we will draw a completion at this moment and extend gratitude. For we are the great beings known as the new friends, because indeed we are your friends, and we've chosen not to attach a different name that could have different meanings, and we are passionate about your evolution. And we assist you as we merge with the multitude of beings universally, multiversally, who are observing your planet's evolution and participating in each of their own unique ways as we flow through this great central sun, fields of possibilities through these color codes and waves of light. And we extend to you much happiness.
Thank you, Pam, for bringing forth the new friends. That was beautiful. Does everyone take a breath and bring in that beautiful happiness, that feeling of happiness that you can choose to be each day and each moment.
Thank you for that. That was a
nice.
Lot of energy.
That was nice. So again, you can find out more about Pam Rennie at pamrennie.com. That's PamRennie.com. And Pam, as always, it's lovely to have you on the Peace Brain Show. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for the opportunity and the conversation. And I am really grateful and very excited about this new year. So thank you, Gail.
Yeah, me too. Lots of wonderful being and doing and actions and choosing for this new year. I think it's going to be a very powerful 2019. Yes. So take a breath. All right. So let me sign off. Let me just say, if you want to find out more about me, Dr. Gail Lash, you can go to my website, tourismforpeace.com, and you can also email me at hello@peacebrain.org. And please check out my Akashic Record readings. Those are beautiful ways to find out more about who you are and what your life's steps might be, to ask your Akashic Records or your Book of Life of what you might need going forward. And then if you choose to create a peace park or want to create a place of peace in your community, check out our website and see if we can be of assistance in helping you bring peace to your community as well. All right, many blessings. Go forth and activate your peace brain and put your mark on our World Peace Trails map. Namaste. Happy 2019. See you again in 2 weeks. Bye-bye. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us on the Peace Brain Show. You can find us at tourismforpeace.com. Be sure to check out Dr. Gail's Akashic Records readings, her peace plans for your business or organization, and her recently published book, Opt for Peace, 9 Essential Steps to Achieving Peace, Power, and Prosperity. Tune in to BBS Radio Station 1 every other Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern to the Peace Brain Show for your next installment of wonder, inspiration, and practical peace.